Good afternoon, everybody. You're tuned to 103.2 Dublin City FM, and this is Europe Today with your presenters for this week, Eleonora Ippoliti and myself, John Bourne. Coming up on the programme this afternoon, Eleonora will be speaking to Alessio Frainetti, who has just won a European silver medal in Azerbaijan with the Italian beach soccer team. I'll be talking to Deirdre Garvey, CEO of an organisation based here in Dublin called The Wheel, that has recently been appointed to facilitate the information service to promote awareness of the EU-funded Europe for Citizens programme. We'll have a roundup of some of the stories of Irish interest that have made the European headlines, and we'll have some great music from Serbia and Portugal for your enjoyment as well. So stay tuned to us here on 103.2 Dublin City FM for the next half an hour and your programme Europe Today. New figures show that the Republic of Ireland granted Irish citizenship to close on 6,000 Nigerians during 2013. That's more than any other nationality. The statistics from Eurostat reveal that in 2013, 1 million immigrants were granted citizenship across the European Union. The majority of the EU beneficiaries were from Morocco, India and Turkey. Ruth Deasy of the European Commission Office in Dublin says the figures show that a large number of immigrants have also come here from India and the Philippines.
Well, in 2013, Ireland granted citizenship to a particular profile of nationalities. The top three were Nigerian, Indian, and from the Philippines. And in the EU overall, the top nationalities were Moroccan and Turkish.
The days of buying false medicines on the internet are coming to an end. From tomorrow, all pharmaceutical companies in the European Union will be obliged to display a distinctive logo on their webpage, which will verify that the product being sold is genuine. The logo will take the shape of a white cross on a three-striped green background. Alicia O'Rourke of the EU office in Dublin says this initiative will ensure that all online sales of medicines within the European Union are safe.
So this new EU logo is designed to help patients avoid online sellers of fake medicines. So basically from tomorrow onwards, the 1st of July, all online pharmacies or any retailers of medicines legally operating in the EU should display this new logo.
Ireland is the 8th best country in the European Union when it comes to gender equality. New figures published recently by the European Institute for Gender Equality show that across a range of sectors, Ireland are 2nd in the area of health, 6th in earnings and 8th when it comes to work equality. Ruth Deasy of the EU office in Dublin says the survey shows that Ireland is 15th when it comes to decision-making equality, but that could change after the next election.
Well, it shows that Ireland is in 8th position overall, so we're behind the Scandinavian countries, but we're a little above the EU average. I suppose the area you can see, the most disappointing area, is the area of decision-making and power, and I'm sure that's partly based on the number of TDs in the Dáil that we have, so it'll be interesting to see what the next election brings.
The European Consumer Centre is warning people to be extra careful in taking up free online trials. The centre says there are growing numbers of complaints over trials for items like slimming pills and facial creams. A common scam is to overlook the small print, provide credit card details, and in doing so, be locked into a financial agreement that is difficult to escape from. Grace Duffy of the European Consumer Centre office in Dublin says it's always best to check the small print and customer reviews of the company.
We advise them to make sure that they do a little bit of research in the company first. Usually if there are terms, conditions or small print available anywhere in the website, then obviously we would advise consumers to pay close attention to that. But in addition, we would also encourage them to do something like an internet search to see if any negative feedback is left by other consumers, because we get a great deal of queries about this area, and sometimes it can be as simple as doing something like that.
Now you can follow Europe Today on Twitter.
This is Eleonora Ippoliti for Europe Today. This week, we continue to talk about the European Games. They've just ended, and as far as how the Irish team is concerned, the world boxing champion, Katie Taylor, has just added another European gold medal to her collection. She arrived home with the rest of the Irish team, including the gold medalist Michael O'Reilly, from Baku on Monday 29th of June. He made it double gold for Ireland when he won middleweight title in Baku. We congratulate them and everyone on the Irish team. However, today we'll focus on Italy. We are delighted to have a special guest, one of the players of the Italian team of beach soccer, Alessio Frainetti, who won the silver medal. Hello, Alessio. We are delighted to having you on the program. Okay, first of all, how did you start playing beach soccer?
Yeah, in my town, Terracina, in Italy, which lies by the sea, beach soccer has always been played. And so I started when I was a child with my friends, and it became my job 10 years ago, and I hope it will keep being my main activities for many years.
Okay, and are there many people play this sport in your town?
Yes.
Okay, and can you explain us the main differences between beach soccer and soccer?
Yes, they are two sports completely different. Apart from the number of players, that we play in five players,
okay.
And the duration of the match are the main difference. But the most important is represented by the pitch, because play on the sand is much harder and yeah, difficult than play on the grass.
Okay, and are technical abilities important in this sport?
Oh, yes, they are very relevant, because, for example, the best player are the ones who can use the ball best against the sand, which is so the worst opponent. And so the players that have very important technical ability are the best player of beach soccer.
Okay, yeah. And how did you feel participating at the European Games and winning the silver medal?
For me, for all the players of my nation, the Italy player, it was a unique feeling. I had never had before an emotion like this. We know it would be a very involving moment, but only when we kicked the first ball of the first match, we realized how thrilling the experience would be. And as far as the silver medal, I think that the ceremony was certainly the most exciting moment of all the experience.
Okay, so the ceremony was the most important, the most impressive for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we can imagine it would be a very emotional experience. And how much preparation have you been doing for the tournament?
We started in February, and we have been training for 2-3 months for this event, and not also for this. I think that the final result, I think we did our best.
Yes.
And so we training a lot, and the medal is the most important result for Italy in the last 10 years.
Okay. Yeah. Would you expect to win a medal, Alessio?
No.
Yeah.
We hope, but
you couldn't expect it. Okay. So it's even more important and satisfying. No, I think.
Yeah.
And how was the atmosphere in Baku?
The atmosphere was exciting, very, very exciting, but friendly, also friendly, because we are surrounded by good guys, young guys coming from all over the world, and so we spend a lot of time in free time with our athletes.
Okay, so you did also have fun, and
Yes.
You met many other players from all over the world, and now you experience a multicultural background.
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah, that's very interesting. And so, last but not least, we would like to know if you listen to a particular song before a match, an important match.
Yes, I often listen to music before every match because I like music very much, also in free time. But the song I prefer most is Heroes of David Bowie. Because I think that can represent the life of one athlete.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, so you and your team, Alessio, are heroes for us, and you made Italy very proud. So,
yes.
Congratulations to you and to all
Thank
the
you.
Other Italian players that won the silver medal in Baku. Thank you very much, Alessio,
Thank
for
you.
Your participation, for your time on the program. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sai como começo, fica tão difícil para mim. E digo coisas sem nexo, perguntas porque estou assim. Eu nem sei explicar, nem vou contar que o tempo parou ver-te acordar. Esse teu jeito inocente que me faz não te querer largar. Foram os teus abraços, o sorriso maroto, o teu corpo desenhado. E eu desajeitado, e tu sem me dar troco, fica mais um bocado. E ela diz que não dá, não dá, não dá, não dá. E ela diz que não dá, não dá, não dá, não dá. E ela diz que não dá. Tu não estás bem quando estás sozinha. Eu não percebo se tu estás na minha. Mas vá lá, não fiques convencida, só porque és mais gira do que querida. E então eu sou um perdido e um achado. Tu às vezes pões de lado, mas queres. E então eu penso em ti todos os dias, mas não sei se penso mais do que pedes. Foram os teus abraços, o sorriso maroto, o teu corpo desenhado. E eu desajeitado, e tu sem me dar troco, fica mais um bocado. E ela diz que não dá, não dá, não dá, não dá. E ela diz que não dá, não dá, não dá, não dá. E ela diz que não dá, não dá, não dá, não dá. Não dá porque se nos teus olhos eu vejo que tu queres mais de mim, eu grito, mas tu não vens. Nem tens alguém que te provoque, te deseje, te toque, te faça rir, te espere, te leve no meu hip hop. Quero ter-te por perto, vem ter comigo, és tu que escolhes. Nunca houve mais ninguém, tens o meu mundo nos teus olhos. Nada é incerto e tu és essa vontade de ter, de te querer, de sentir, escrever e dizer que és aquilo que eu preciso. Então eu sei que valia a pena, só não sei se são os meus abraços que te sabem a pouco e tu queres o teu espaço. Será que sou passado ou isto é só um jogo para me teres ao teu lado? Mas ela diz que não dá, não dá, não dá, não dá. E ela diz que não dá, não dá, não dá, não dá. E ela diz que não dá, não dá, não dá, não dá. E ela diz que não dá, não dá, não dá, não dá. Tu sabes, tu sabes tu que me faz ser eu. És tu. És tu, és tu. E o que me deu.
Portuguese superstars DAMA, and that's a track called No Da.
Broadcasting on 103.2, this is Dublin City FM.
Now you can follow Europe Today on Twitter.
The Wheel and the Department of the Taoiseach yesterday launched a new information service to promote awareness of the EU-funded Europe for Citizens programme and to facilitate access to funding for activities such as town twinning, town networks and civil society projects that are currently funded through this pan-European initiative. Europe Today spoke to the Wheel CEO Deirdre Garvey to find out a little bit more about all this. Deirdre, thanks a million for taking the time out to talk to us here on Europe Today. Deirdre, first thing I was going to ask is, how did the Wheel become involved with the programme?
The Wheel responded to an advertisement from the Department of the Taoiseach.
All right, okay.
Placed on the eTenders website. Basically, what had happened was that the national contact point for the Programme for Europe programme was put out to tender by the Department of the Taoiseach because they were unsatisfied with the amount of proposals for funding going to Europe under this programme coming from Ireland.
Right.
So they figured that it needed to be re-tendered and a bit of life put into it. So we saw that advertised and we put in a proposal and we were delighted to have been awarded the contract successfully towards the end of May.
Fantastic. And when did that all happen?
Okay, yeah, the tender was advertised in March and submitted our proposal in March and then we found out that we were successful towards the end of May. We signed a contract with the Department of the Taoiseach there at the beginning of June and we were delighted to have organised already a launch of the programme just today.
Well, that was indeed, that's what I was just wondering because that seems extraordinarily quick. Well done to everybody involved to get it up and running so quickly. What would be the main focus for the immediate future, Deirdre?
Well, the first thing we did in the first month was to launch the website, europeforcitizens.ie, which has information about the programme and about the grants that are available right now to be applied for. The second thing we did finish today, which was to organise a high-profile launch, and we were delighted to have that happen today with the Minister present. And we had over 60 community and voluntary organisations with us in the Department of the Taoiseach today in government buildings. And then the next phase of the project is to have recruited a new staff person to work on this programme. We are going to be researching all of the different areas that groups might want to apply for. And then we are going to be running roadshow and information events all around Ireland in the autumn, which will tell people about the funding opportunities and then hold their hands to help them make these funding applications because they're not necessarily straightforward.
Right, so it's all go, Deirdre, there's no doubt about it. It's all go. You're not even getting almost a chance to think about it from the beginning. It's right in at the deep end. Well done, yeah.
Well, they wanted the programme to be, you know, sort of shaken up a bit, so we have started in that vein and that's the way we aim to continue.
And Deirdre, had you got a connection in the Wheel there with any European initiatives previously to this?
Well, we've been doing work over the past 5 years with the European Parliament in terms of communicating Europe to community and voluntary organisations here in Ireland.
All right.
And we have just completed a research study about all of the new funding programmes across all of the different areas in the European Commission and Parliament, all of the different funding streams that might be possible to apply for community and voluntary organisations. So from that respect, we've had an increasing amount of work with this kind of information for community groups here in Ireland about the funding programmes and about the different initiatives in Europe. So that's kind of the link where we in the Wheel come into it, because we're an organisation here in Ireland and we're a national organisation and our aim in life is to help charities and community and voluntary organisations do their work better. And part of that is telling them where and when funding opportunities are around and then helping them to fill in the application form so that they can apply and have a greater chance of success about.
It is an initiative of the European Commission, but it also comes under the Department of the Taoiseach. Can you clarify that for me?
Well, what happens is that the actual European Brussels-based agency that is overseeing this across all 28 countries is called the Education, Audiovisual and Culture
yeah.
Executive Agency, right?
Yeah.
And so what that is a sort of an overarching central body, and that needs to have a sort of a government contact point
okay.
in each country.
Right.
So the Department of the Taoiseach is the government contact point, but the Department of the Taoiseach sort of said, well, we don't want the money. You
right.
know, we're
okay.
not
yeah.
placed
yeah.
very well to be liaising out there with community groups and getting them to apply for this money. So what we'll do is we'll put it out to tender and find the right partner
right, okay,
for us
yeah, yeah, yeah.
in order. So really what we're doing here in the wheel is we're partnering with the Department of the Taoiseach and this Education, Audiovisual and Culture Executive Agency in Brussels
right.
to make sure that the information gets out on the ground to people and then to help them make the application.
And as regards the European Commission in Ireland, was there a connection with your organisation and them as well?
Well, the European Commission, Barbara Nolan, the head of the
yeah.
European Commission, spoke at our launch today.
I see
and
that,
she was
yeah.
very supportive of this programme and was really delighted to see the energy spring into it so quickly. We also had the head of the European Parliament representation in Dublin also attend the launch. So we were really pleased to have representatives of the Commission and the Parliament because, let's face it, an awful lot of people out there, you know, just think of the EU as well, just, you know, sort of one big,
yeah.
you know, sort of,
yeah, yeah.
You know, over
yeah,
there, Brussels.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily be able to tell the difference between agencies and commissions and parliaments and, you know, it can be confusing.
It is indeed.
So what we're trying to do with sort of having a sort of a charity now, you know, as the national contact point, is that we can speak the language of, I guess, ordinary people
right,
just in terms
Brilliant.
Of understanding where they're coming from and
Fantastic.
Try and make it really much more accessible.
Fantastic. And where can people find out a bit more, Deirdre, if you can give us some contact details or maybe some website details?
europeforcitizens.ie website. So that
yep.
is... obviously, Europe, F-O-R, citizens, plural, .ie.
And it's almost all one word except for the .ie part,
all
yeah.
one word.
yeah,
and
yeah.
you can also contact the Wheel's own organisation website. And our website is www.wheel.ie.
Brilliant. And
so
the two,
either of those places.
Is there a possibility as well, Deirdre, that individuals can apply for individual funding on initiatives, or is it just purely for organisations?
It's for organisations.
Right, okay. No doubt we will be speaking to you as the whole programme rolls out and we'll maybe touch base with you later on in the year to find out exactly how everything is going.
Great, be delighted to.
Deirdre, thanks a million for taking the time out to talk to us here on Europe Today.
Thank you very much.
So
It's a track entitled Hear the Lazy by Serbian jazz funk band Gypsy Groove. And I want to say a very special thank you to Stephanie Costello for suggesting that particular track. Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week's, folks. I hope you've enjoyed the programme. I want to say a very, very special thank you to our guests this week, Deirdre Garvey, Chief Executive Officer of The Wheel, and silver medalist Alessio Franetti from Italy. Don't forget to check out our support website platform, which is europetoday.ie. That'll have a podcast of today's programme and links to the various items as well. Join us again here on 103.2 Dublin City FM at the same time next week and your programme Europe Today.